iconic music videos full of dance moves.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Well, just think about what a 2015 NSYNC would look like. It would look pretty great. I would certainly pay to watch Joey Fatone.
You wouldn't pay to watch Joey Fatone do anything.
Lance Bass, J.C. Chazez, Chris
Kirkpatrick. Nobody knows where J.C. Chavez or Chris
is. And, of course, how about Justin Timberlake?
There we go.
Well, that's the first time I had to mention him, isn't it?
You think that's the big Trump card?
Well, it kind of is.
You know what? You know what the 2018 NSYNC would look like? The same thing that the 1999 NSYNC looked like, which is Justin Timberlake with a bunch of losers.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Hey, I'm Cody. Hey, hey, sexy back. You ever heard of sexy back?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you. Hey. Baby, I don't understand. Just why.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 brought to you by our friends, our phone line sponsor, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They serve all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. I'm sure Russell Smith and the Drive Guys will have the G3 Help Me hotlines fired up, taking your calls. The G3 Get Rid of JG hotlines is what we should rename it, at least for today. With the way I assume the Drive's callers will go. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for me, Draven?
Start with a little injury update. What is going on in Philly? Why are all these guys getting hurt? Zach Ertz.
Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons.
Exactly. There's something in the water up in Philly. I don't know what's going on, but Zach Ertz suffered a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss about a month, pretty much Philadelphia's only weapon at this point. And then Miles Sanders expected to miss Thursday night's game. They play this upcoming Thursday night against the Giants. What a game. Can't wait. With a knee injury.
It's a game for second place in the division.
It is. As sad as that is to say. But, yeah, it sure is. What's going on with the Eagles? I mean, you know, they played hard against the Ravens. They almost battled back, but injuries just absolutely just derailing this team. And it's not like this is just that one year where it's like, oh, they're battling injuries. Last year, same exact thing. They had their whole team pretty much get injured last year as well. So just a disaster. Like I said, played hard against the Ravens, still came up short. But, man, what a mess. What a mess. Some other injury updates. Baker Mayfield, he got asked, or Kevin Stefanski got asked after the game, was it a good idea to play Baker with the rib injury? And he was limited in practice. Was it a good idea against this great Pittsburgh defense? And Stefanski did say, I think it's a fair question. He was cleared and improved throughout the week. And, you know, he played his butt off. But he did say that both the quarterback and the O-line have to play better.
I wish they would just admit Baker's not very good.
I mean, Baker – He's the only thing holding this team back, right? Because this is a team, two good running backs, two good receivers. They seem much better coached than last year. It's Baker, right? This is the problem.
Baker is Kirk Cousins.
I think I'd even rather have Kirk Cousins.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, Kirk Cousins at least doesn't give you the off-the-field distractions that he had like last year, yeah. Saying stuff to reporters that he shouldn't, calling out players.
You might be onto something there.
Man, what a good team. I feel like Cleveland finally has their team, and now the quarterback that everybody believed in, I really do think that's what's holding them back. Crazy. Some other NFL news. Kyle Shanahan, how about the Niners? Big bounce back win Sunday night against the Rams.
I'm convinced they're very good, but they had to win that game, and they did.
They did, and Kyle Shanahan, he did say he was impressed. He loved how his team came out and played with a little bit of energy. Like you said, I mean, it was kind of a desperation mode at this point, and found a way to get a win, and he was impressed with Jimmy G as well. He thought Jimmy G played really hard. Played well, did what he was supposed to do. Like we said, I mean, he was getting rid of the ball about 2.3 seconds, like Hayden said that. Mainly because Aaron Donald's on the other side, but big win for the Niners and Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G, both feeling confident.
Oh man, I saw a stat from that game. It was like every pass to Deebo Samuel, like his all his receptions averaged -5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Deebo was able to turn down the 66 receiving yards, but like it's just insane. It was, I think it was 5.5 yards behind the line of scrimmage was each pass to Deebo pretty much was what it averaged.
How many yards did Garoppolo end up with?
It's like 240, or it may have been about 260.
I was going to say, I think I saw the stat that like 240 of his yards came after the catch, like yak yards.
Jeez, I believe
I want to say that's the stat I saw, and I think he had like 260 passing yards, like you said.
Yeah, Debo's 6 targets came for an average of -5.3 air yards per target.
Jimmy had finished with 268, and like I said, I think that the yak yards were 241. But, I mean, like there's a couple of reasons for that happening. A, they've kind of lost confidence in Jimmy Garoppolo. And, like, his injury, as, you know, kind of limited him. But also, like, we know that the Rams have been really, really good at rushing the passer so far this year. And in that game last night, they dropped back 33 times and created pressure 2 times. The Rams defense only was able to create pressure on 2 of Jimmy G's 33 dropbacks. The Rams' second lowest rate since 2016. Aaron Donald got the 2 pressures. Everyone else, 0. So they knew they had to stop that Rams defensive line, and they stopped it, and they had a good game plan, and they're like, hey, we're going to dink and dunk, and you know, I don't know how many points we're going to have to score, but we're going to hold you down, and that's what they did with Jared Goff, and it worked out.
Credit to Kyle Shanahan. That's just the good offensive mind he is. He knows the, you know, you got to know the strengths and weaknesses of your team. Seem to do that pretty well. And like I said, just a big win. They needed that. They were desperate. Get back to 500. Did you guys see Tua? Tua touched the field. Big stuff. Tua got on the field. The crowd, they gave him a huge roar. I mean, it was exciting. It was, of course, at the end of the game. They were already a blowout against the Jets, 24-0. So got on the field just because of that. But still, pretty cool moment. And even afterwards, after the game, Tua, when everybody was off the field, no fans, nobody, Tua went back to the field and sat around the 15-yard line, full uniform, and it appeared that he was just kind of soaking in the moment just a little bit, soaking in his first NFL game, first time touching the field since his injury, if we don't forget that, the injury suffered against UT. And, yeah, so that was on November 16th of last year, and this, again, was his first pass in the NFL here to yesterday. So pretty cool moment. Pretty cool moment, him sitting on the field, kind of soaking all that in, his first NFL throw.
He's not getting that job anytime soon, though.
No, Fitzpatrick, he's kind of got that locked up, don't he?
Shout out to the Jets, man. There's some things you can just rely on, and the Jets losing one of them. Credit to our NFL contributor, Jordan DeJani, for coming on and making that his lock of the weekend. The Jets currently on the second worst pace of all time in terms of their point differential. They are at 16.83 points per game negatively. The second worst of all time. The worst is the 1981 Colts, who went -17.1. And credit to Adam Gase. He is now 30-40 as an NFL head coach. Update the stats. I told you a little bit about this last week, but he is 30-40. Right? He's lost 40 games. Of those 40 games, 31 of them have been by double digits. 31 of 40 have been by double digits. That is pitiful in the NFL.
Makes you wonder how he got this job to begin with.
Well, they showed the graphic during the game, and it was that's what was so amazing. They're like, hey, here are his stats as an offensive coordinator. 2015 with the Bears, 24th in the league. And then, like, every year it was like 26th, 21st, 28th, 30th. Like, he's an offensive mind that has terrible offenses everywhere he's been except Denver with Peyton Manning. That's it. He sucks. He's not good. Like, I don't know how. It's amazing to me that he got one head coaching job. It's downright blasphemy. It's negligence that he's gotten 2 head coaching jobs. What did he do in Miami that warranted a second chance?
He went to the playoffs that one time. And I mean, what? They went like 9-7. Like,
yeah.
Barely got in.
No, they went 10-6.
Did they? I remember.
Because Tannehill's 9-5 as a starter that year, and they
got hurt.
Yep.
Had, was it Matt Moore? Moore started that playoff game against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I mean, but that's it, right? That's the only thing that he had going for him.
That's it.
What a disaster. And now him and the DC, you see him and Greg Williams, they're starting to get into it. Greg Williams is calling out the offense, pretty much saying they suck.
They do suck. And if I'm the Jets defense, I would be kind of mad. Like, hey, we're doing the best we can do.
Did you watch any of that game?
No, just whenever it was on red zone. But no,
yeah,
I didn't even really.
Say, anytime it did show on red zone, it was just something they were doing ridiculous. Like Flacco's trying to go up and call something at the line of scrimmage, and they snap the ball, and it's a fumble. It's just, I mean, anything that goes wrong, the Jets do it. It's
like
just,
Flacco threw the ball Jets. Like 50 times for like 180 yards.
Yeah. Yep. What a mess.
How was that your best answer, Joe Flacco?
What a mess. Trevor Lawrence, here we come, right? I mean, it's got to be a lock at this point, right? Trevor Lawrence, they have to take him. They have to do something.
They'll take him.
They have to get the fans back on their side.
And they should have the worst record in the league. So, like, that should be it. And that's why you don't fire Adam Gase, because he is your best chance of losing the rest of your games. You don't want that new coach bump. You want to keep losing.
What a disaster. What a mess.
Huge mess. Huge disaster.
Anyways, moving on. High-profile charity golf event going on again, coming up. No Tiger this time. A little disappointing. I'm a little disappointed no Tiger. It'll be Phil Mickelson. He'll be partnering up with Charles Barkley, in a match against Steph and Peyton Manning on November 27th at Stone Canyon Golf Club in Arizona. It'll begin at 3 p.m. This is the day after Thanksgiving. Be on TNT if you want to check it out. And, yeah, we're going to get a – I mean, I feel like this is more about the entertainment with when you got a guy like Charles Barkley.
I'm going to say Phil got a carry.
When you got a guy like Charles Barkley. But, I don't know, should be an interesting kind of matchup here. I mean, who do you guys lean towards?
Do we really need Phil in this?
Yeah, what do you think, Phil? I mean, why is
it? No, not Tiger. I mean, like, we just need – like, do we really need a professional golfer here? Like,
the makeup for Charles Barkley, bro.
I guess
yeah,
they're just,
I mean, you could find a bad. You could find another terrible golfer that's like in the NBA or something, right? I mean, maybe not as famous.
Or
like,
in the NFL, Tony Romo. Romo's a decent golfer.
Like, I mean, I don't want him to be good though, because like, I feel like Peyton's pretty good. Steph's borderline, like
he's pretty good. Yeah,
Steph is like, you know, qualified for some tournaments before,
yeah,
right? Some PGA tournaments. So, like, they're obviously too good. Barkley's terrible. I'm sure you can find another terrible golfer. Like, put
that's
Shaq
fair.
Out there.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah.
Make it Steph versus – make it like Steph and Peyton. Steph versus Peyton, like, yeah. And like with two other celebrities. Like, I mean, Barkley and somebody else. Like, do we really need Phil out there? I don't know.
You think it'll be as exciting as the last matchup with Peyton and Tom and Tiger?
I mean, Steph doesn't have the juice that Tom and Peyton have.
Right.
But Tom played so bad that day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch much of that.
I was about to say.
So I gotta be honest, I'm not excited for this either. Like, I don't really care.
So not a big deal to you.
No.
What about ratings wise? You think this will get more attention than last year's with these guys?
Well, last year was on TV. I don't know if they'll do TV again this year. They tried to do pay per view that one time with Peyton and with Tiger and Phil. Hmm. But this time it happened during COVID, so it was like the only thing on TV, so they put it on.
That's true.
So I don't know if they'll do that again or not.
It does say it's going to be televised by TNT.
Okay.
So yeah, on 3 p.m.
Put Shaq out there then. We don't need Phil.
You might as well
at least have him commentate.
You know, Chuck, you might as well put Shaq, right?
That's
you might
what I'm
as well
saying.
Have that out there, because they go at it and they're
or
funny.
Yeah,
and,
or just somebody who is terrible at golf.
Yeah.
Like, Charles is not good, put somebody else out there terrible.
I wonder how many grounders he's going to hit.
It's almost kind of mean that they're making Barkley do this. Like, he is basically just going out there to be the comedic relief.
Stalk, yeah.
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 If I'm him, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that's kind of his role, though, right?
Secure
he's
the bag.
That you laugh at. That's the, he's
yeah,
having,
I wouldn't do that for the whole country to watch me play golf. Like, I got enough.
The whole country's watching him making these awful predictions and him
but that's
getting
fine.
Made fun
that's,
of for that.
But he's funny doing that. I don't know. Maybe he just – maybe this is like actually the dream. He'll make like $500,000 or whatever to go play golf for 18 holes. All right. Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Didn't get a chance to plan this next segment because Draven wanted to ask me if I'd ever watch Breaking Bad and then argue with me about it.
Wait, what's that?
For some reason, it's 2012 again, and we're discussing Breaking Bad.
You know, a lot of people I feel like haven't seen it. I know a lot of people haven't seen it.
I mean, that's fine. It's just a random question. You just sit here and you're like,
popped
so have you...
on my Twitter feed.
So have you seen Breaking Bad?
It was really random.
I mean, yes, I've seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good show.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Any other follow-ups on that?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just wanted to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Curious, just want to get your thoughts on the show.
He just spoiled the whole thing for me.
He spoiled it for Cam. No reason to watch it for Cam. Although that's on you, Cam. It's 8 years later.
Fair Have you enough. Not seen it, really?
No, it was literally just my. Never mind.
Sounds like his ex-lover liked it.
No, I would only watch it when the girl came over. Yeah. But gotcha. I've seen some of it. I've broke some bad. So.
Some people say it's a little too slow.
It's solid.
Really like it.
It was entertaining. Like, I'd get this. We're not going into details.
I don't think anyone could say it was slow outside of the first season, but that was a weird time to start because the first season happened during the writer strike. Mm. So it was only like 6 episodes. Mm. It was just kind of like laying out the idea. But the first episode was really fast, and then the other 5 are just kind of real slow. But I mean, you know. What are we talking about here? Anything else with Breaking Bad? I blame Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
You ever watch Ozark?
No. Have not.
Do you not have Netflix?
Jason Bateman. Is it Jason Bateman?
Yeah. Do you not have Netflix?
Yeah, I have Netflix. I don't have time to sit there and watch shows all the time, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
Just don't. I don't watch a lot of Netflix. I don't.
Then what are you talking about? When did you watch Breaking Bad?
That was a couple years ago.
You had time then?
Yeah, I did have time then.
You don't have time now?
Have time.
You don't have 2 hours of your night to carve out 2 episodes?
I don't know. Ozark's one of those shows that's like everybody talks about it. Everybody hops it up. And I feel like if I'm watching, I'm going to have these high expectations that it's not going to reach. I watch 2 episodes.
Well, I was just simply going to say that, like, I feel like they do the sidekick character much better than Breaking Bad did.
Mm. Is Jason Bateman just like he's the main guy?
Yeah, he's a knockoff Walt. That's a knockoff Breaking Bad, but I think the sidekick character, the Jesse Pinkman character, has done much better in Ozark.
I just don't know what your problem is with Jesse Pinkman here.
He's the worst. He is the worst.
He was just pretty much a punk kid.
I'm
not going to agree that he wasn't like a great guy. I'm just saying he had nothing going on. He just let Walter corrupt his life. He let Walter come in. He had nothing going on. He trusted Walter. He listened to Walter. He believed in Walter.
I feel like he was.
And by the way, Walter screwed him at the end. Don't forget about that. Remember, he screwed him at the end and locked him up in a prison with those.
Pinkman was
going to
screw him first.
When? Pinkman did everything for him.
Pinkman called Hank.
He shot Gale. He saved Walter's life.
That was after Walter had saved his life by running over the drug dealers in the car in the Aztec.
That's true.
You owed me one there, kind of thing.
I guess. Still.
Yeah. I mean, do you not remember the part where he was calling Hank? And, like, they were trying to set him up in the park, and Walter found out, and that's why he turned him in? Because, he showed up to the drug spot with the DEA.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, like, was hiding under the car. And that's why Walt turned him in. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit.
Man, Hank's little speech he gives right before he gets shot.
Yeah.
Oof.
Walter, you're the smartest man I've ever met. You're too stupid to see they've already made their mind up.
Man.
The best TV that
Goosebumps.
Might be the best TV episode ever.
Goosebumps.
Many say that might be the best TV episode ever.
That's awesome. That topped it off. Was that line, man?
That was good.
It was.
That was 8 years ago.
Little trip down memory lane.
Yeah, this is really weird. Really weird question.
Good show.
Yes, it was a good show. It was highly regarded as a good show. Breaking news.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Any other TV questions you have?
No, not really. I haven't watched a lot of shows like that, intense.
So you don't like the drama shows?
I do. I just, like I said.
If I had to ask you, your top 3 or 4 favorite shows, what would they be? Because I feel like Breaking Bad's on there.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
If you said you haven't watched many of them. I'm always interested in, don't take this the wrong way, but kids your age or people your age, how they consume TV. Because... Breaking Bad was on whenever I was in college. So, people my age all kind of watched that in college. But you're getting it when you're 12 or 13. Hayden, too scared to watch it, I assume. Yeah. He doesn't like dark things. I assume you haven't watched a lot of dramatic TV.
I'm not against it. I'm not scared of Breaking Bad. I just haven't seen it. You know? Yeah. My parents have seen it. They watched it this year.
Do they like it?
Yeah, they really liked it.
See, some new people still watching.
I'm very curious to see what the... you're what? 19, Hayden? 20? 19?
19.
and you are
22.
So, like, your three or four favorite TV shows are what? The Office, I assume, is on there. Yeah,
not really.
I mean,
yeah, The Office is on.
I don't like The Office that much, to be honest.
Draven, The Office is on yours.
Yeah, it's just good.
I feel like you have to have it to be dating at your age. Like, you got to be able to talk to the women about Jim and Pam.
Jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't down for this show. I don't like it.
It's a better play to tell them you've never seen it, and they'll be like, "Oh, I'll watch it with you."
Ooh.
That's the angle you got to play.
Well,
maybe just be like, "What's The Office?"
Can't confirm that works.
I could try that.
Yeah.
That'd work. But then again, it's just like, I don't know. It's not the same because you got to act surprised or you got to laugh at scenes you've already seen that you know are going to come. So they're not as funny.
Got to be a salesman, man. Got to be an actor sometimes.
Yeah. You got to start your whole relationship out on a lie.
Exactly.
You want it to
see,
work.
I actually never really saw The Office, so it wasn't a lie for me.
It's overrated.
It's not overrated.
Yes, it is.
There is about 10 good episodes in the entire thing. I'm telling you, it's not that good.
It wasn't thrilling me, even the stuff I've seen.
Because literally everybody likes it, so it's going to be called
overrated. What are your other shows?
I really like Shameless. Have you ever watched
okay.
Shameless?
Okay, that's surprising to me. Okay.
Yeah, that's a great show. New season was supposed to come out, but COVID.
It's still going? It's
still going. The last this was like going to be the
much.
Last season.
That seems like too much.
No, everybody said that. Everybody said the last couple seasons were not good, and I liked them. I disagreed.
I've seen a few episodes.
Did you ever watch Shameless?
Yeah, I gave up on it. It was too. It was good. It was just too depressing for me.
It can be a little. Wild.
I didn't like depressing. I was like, enough. I know this family's full of losers, and they're just like poor and down their luck. And I'm just like, I don't.
But it is still kind of funny.
What, and then I found out Emmy left, and I was like, okay, I'm glad I made that decision because Emma Rossum was my girl. I loved the opening intro. I don't know why it did it for me. It's her in the bathroom. I was like, I don't feel like I'm allowed to be aroused by that, but here I am. I love seeing it. I was a big fan of her, but the rest of the show, like I said, just a little too depressing. Okay, so Shameless, wasn't expecting that. What else?
Man.
So you've seen two shows.
I don't want to say mine.
I want to hear yours.
No,
quickly.
I'm going to get judged.
Quickly. Yeah, you're going to get judged. It's going to be really bad.
I've watched Atlanta.
Okay.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Great
I like
show.
Atlanta.
Watched the first two seasons. Yeah, I've only watched... Wait.
There's only been two seasons.
Yeah, okay, well then I've watched the first one and a half seasons then.
You didn't finish the second season? Oh, okay, you're watching it now.
Yeah, I'm still watching it. I haven't watched it in a while.
You got to the Teddy Perkins episode yet?
No, I don't think so.
Let me know when you watch that one.
I watched it in a couple weeks. I need to get back on it.
Maybe it's Tony Perkins. Perkins. Let me know when you get to that episode. That one's like a hour-long horror movie. It's really weird and random.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so we got three shows. We got Draven's three shows. Okay, so Shameless, Breaking Bad, or The Office, and Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah. Not bad. I'll take that.
Huh. All right, Draven, or excuse me, Hayden, what do you got?
You know, I'm kind of nervous to say these because I feel like you're going to say they're bad.
I'm not going to judge you.
Network TV is what I'm going to go off of because I really watch Netflix that much, but I have watched these shows. First episode to completion.
I have never heard anybody in the past 10 years reference it as network TV.
Hayden is simply watching ABC and Fox and CBS. He doesn't have time for the cable TV either. He is simply watching what's on the free channels.
Let's put it like that.
Chicago Fire.
No, it's not Chicago Fire.
Spent too much money on Sunday TV.
Chicago MD.
Okay, so the first one
Grey's Anatomy,
that I liked.
Private Practice.
Until they... Listen, you gonna let me talk or what?
Can you hurry? We gotta do winners and
the
losers.
The first one I would say before they went to Netflix only was Designated Survivor. I like that show.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
It's fun.
Okay, and the other one that I saw that just finished the spring was Blind Spot.
What the hell is the Blind Spot?
It's just called Blind Spot.
What the hell is that?
It's the one with the girl with tattoos and you know what I'm talking about?
I have zero idea what you're talking about.
You would know if
No, I have zero idea. Can you give me some of the plot?
It's a 6-season show. It's a long plot, but pretty much
6 seasons of network TV is like 20 episodes a piece too. Like it's a lot of episodes.
27 episodes a piece.
Yeah, that's too
like
way
over
too
100
much.
Episodes.
Way too much.
I watched them all though.
There's no that seems ridiculous to me.
Well, I liked it.
You like what you like. It's fun. Blind Spot? What the hell is Blind Spot?
You would like it.
Think I would. I would not watch 100
like
episodes
it.
Of Blind Spot. That's
some
not happening.
Fighting. There's so many plot twists in it.
Because they have to do 27 episodes. They have to do they do 4 plot twists a season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like.
What episode? Did it come on ABC or Fox or?
NBC.
NBC?
Designated Survivor came on ABC, I think.
No, this looks awful.
Okay, all right.
Well, she has no memory of who she is or how she got there. Got discovered naked in New York's Times Square. FBI agent finds her. Yeah, no, I'm out. It's fun.
You would like it. I'm telling you. It's on Hulu. You would like it. I promise you'd like it. Watch one episode, you'll be hooked.
I'm not watching one episode because I know there's 99 more coming. I'm not doing it.
It's worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not. I promise it's not. I've never heard of this show before. It can't be that good.
It wouldn't have made 100 episodes if it wasn't any good.
That's not true. Because old people watch anything that's on cable on network TV.
It's an old person's show.
If it's on cable or network TV, it's an old person's show.
What's old person?
50.
Right,
their key demographic.
Nah.
The 35 to 54 demo.
I'd say about 30s.
The same people watching Blue Bloods on
CBS.
You're
in your 30s now. Come on now.
I'm not at 35 yet. I can still stay up late enough for the cable TV shows.
I've never seen Blue Bloods.
What a terrible segment this was. Winners and losers of the weekend. We're all losers of Monday for talking what we just did for 10 minutes. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Malone at Knox.
Winners and Losers is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. If you want to be a winner, we don't want losers. Go sign up for FanDuel, verify your account, register, get set up, and get your free dollars, your free $50 in free site credit when they go live with their sports gambling. It should happen 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, but go ahead and sign up and get verified early. You'll get your money. You'll download the Sportsbook app, FanDuel Sportsbook. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. Promo code TALKSPORTS for $50 in free site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Cameron, let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. What do you got for me?
Do we hit need the music, music first
if you want to sing. Yeah, winners and losers, winners and losers.
Winners and losers, winners and losers, yeah.
Yeah.
Winners and losers, yeah.
All right. What do you got for me? Who won this weekend?
Who won this weekend? That's a good question. My number three winner of the weekend, I had to go with my boys at Coastal Carolina, ranked for the first time in history. They got into the AP poll this week. They are undefeated. They are going and going and going. We love Coastal Carolina. They are just chugging along.
Their first ranked win,
too. Was on Wednesday.
But they just became ranked for the first time in school history.
Okay, I got
so
you.
They are in the AP poll. Side shout to Marshall, also ranked now. My boys, they rolling. We love to see it. They're my number three winner of the weekend. My number two winner of the weekend, I'm giving it to Tom Brady because he's and the Bucks kind of because he's just winning that Belichick Brady debate like easily right now. It just kind of really looks like he's doing his thing. Belichick's struggling a little bit at the moment. I think he is winning that at the moment, so I have to give it to him as the number two winner of the weekend. And number one winner of the weekend, I had to give it to the basically just the top teams in college football, like Bama and Clemson basically both just made big statements and blowout wins. And Bama, of course, over Georgia, really solidifying the fact that they're still going to be a problem for anybody. And Clemson with a 64-point win or something like that, somewhere in there. They put up 73 points on a conference opponent. Biggest win in a conference game in ACC history.
They're favored by 45 points this weekend.
Really? It went up to 45?
Isn't that where
already?
I believe it's
45. I thought it opened up at like 30.
No.
Oh,
no.
Maybe I saw something wrong.
They're playing Syracuse. I'm pretty sure they are a 45-point favorite.
Jeez.
Syracuse just lost to Liberty, correct?
Yes, they did.
Got dominant.
They were. Liberty was the favorite in that game, but Liberty handled them. Hugh Freeze over there making stuff happen.
45-point favorites in that game.
But those are my winners of the weekend. Not many people won, to be honest. It was just a weird weekend.
I went with number three, Florida State. Beat a top five opponent at home. That's a big win for Florida State. They got to feel like they have survived the worst of the Mike Norvell era. That's a big win. Now we'll see if that gets them going. They made a quarterback change finally.
Yeah.
And it gave them a spark, and they looked pretty good. Number two, I went with the Titans offense. I just think that now you'll finally get some respect around the NFL with Tannehill having 350 yards passing and Derrick Henry having another 200 yards. Mike Vrabel looking smart. I thought the Titans offense, the second biggest winners of the weekend, another game-winning drive for Ryan Tannehill. That's 4 in 5 weeks. And he also, like I said, did it twice in one game. Tied the game, then won the game. Number one, I went with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. The Rays get to the World Series, and the Bucs dominate the Packers on Sunday National Football. I think just Tampa Bay has got to be feeling good. They're still celebrating their Stanley Cup title, too. So riding high from that. Rays, Dodgers, who you guys got? I think the Rays are going to win. You guys got Dodgers?
I don't know.
I got the Rays in six.
I'll go Dodgers in the Fade Hayden.
Well.
I mean, he did pick the Cubs to beat the Marlins after I told him with my big brain that the Marlins were going to win.
That is true. You did say that. I think Tampa Bay, though, the biggest winner of the weekend, like I said, you get to a game seven. You choke three straight games up 3-0, then you come through and win in seven. That's a pretty good bounce back. All right, now who are your losers of the weekend?
My number three loser of the weekend is the University of Iowa. They basically said they're not going to pay out this $20 million people requested. A lot of like former black athletes requested in a lawsuit for basically former allegations against race-based intimidation, stuff like that. And then on top of that, they started losing commits based on, and the recruits cited racial allegations and stuff like that. So I am giving them number three loser of the weekend. Loser recruits is not a good sign for Rents, and we already kind of knew he was probably on his way out in the next year or so. But this is just another step towards that, I think. So Iowa is my number three loser. Number two loser of the weekend, I had to go Tennessee. I mean, that was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss. That's not much more I can say about it than that. We all saw it. We all watched it. We all hated it. And that made us losers as well. So thanks, Vols, for that. So the Vols are my number two losers of the weekend.
Thanks for nothing.
And my number one loser of the weekend, I had to go with the city of Atlanta. It's just not a good weekend. Like, we saw Georgia State started off during the week bad, and then Georgia Tech gets 73 points put on them. Braves blow it. Some people think the Falcons lost a chance at Trevor Lawrence. It's just bad all around for that city. I'm not grouping Georgia in there because I hate when UGA people try and rope in their dumb City of Athens team into the Atlanta sports problems. No, go have your own problems. You're the ones that bark at people. This is your fault. You're not part of this. But the City of Atlanta, yeah, not a good weekend for them. Not a good weekend. Rest in peace, Braves.
Yeah, I'm going to go with number three. My biggest loser of the weekend, Jimmy Haslam's favorite football teams, the Vols and the Browns, just
embarrassed.
Yeah, just embarrassed. Yeah, the Browns had their biggest game of the last 25 years and got beat, got smoked. The Vols, first loss at home against Kentucky since 1984, when I believe the number one song in the world was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. That was stuck in my head all Saturday night. Did not make things better. But I'll go with my third biggest losers of the weekend, Jimmy Haslam's favorite football teams. Number two, I went with bad quarterback play. I just thought there was bad quarterback play all across the country. All across the country. I thought in college you had a bunch of pick sixes. Tennessee threw two of them. You had the Ole Miss quarterback throw six. You had Stetson Bennett just get exposed in the Alabama game. And then the NFL yesterday, I thought you had some more bad quarterback play. The aforementioned Baker Mayfield. Aaron Rodgers. Hell, Tom Brady didn't look very good either. Both quarterbacks look crummy in that Patriots and Broncos game. Just bad quarterback play in the NFL and in college football over the weekend. And number one, yeah, I mean, it's got to be just Atlanta sports fans.
Hey, that's me.
I know, you know,
except
by
one,
in my
opinion.
If you just look at Saturday and Sunday, it was bad enough. But hell, the Braves lost three games in a row. It wasn't even just the Game 7 loss. It was the Game 5 loss. It was the Game 6 loss. It was the Game 7 loss.
You hear that? He's tired of Atlanta baseball.
I am tired. I was up late because of that damn Braves game. Mm-hmm. They had me mad, and I'm not even that big of a Braves fan.
I told you. Told you not to support them.
Why do you ever just come out with "I told you" whenever you're wrong? Like you said that about the series against the Marlins too, and they won that one. I never hear that "I told you" when you're wrong. It's whenever Hayden's right, he will make sure to remind us he told us. Mm-hmm. You ever say that when you're wrong?
I admitted I was wrong last week.
You ever say "I told you"? I told you I was wrong. It's always "I told you" when I'm right with you.
Am I wrong? I don't think you can tell someone when you're wrong beforehand.
Well, I know, but you could tell me less whenever you're right is what the moral of the story would be there. You can't get too high as the winds.
I admitted when I was wrong last week. I think I get to tell you I told you so this week.
What did you tell me? That the Braves weren't going to go to the World Series? I mean, okay, the Dodgers were the favorites. I mean, like, the Braves went 7.
Support the Braves.
They showed you. They were just as good as the Dodgers. I mean, they lost Game 7 by one run. I mean, it was a coin flip of a series.
Yeah.
It's like people that are taking a victory lap. Like, yeah, we know JG sucks. But like, if you keep telling me Tennessee football sucks, chances are over the last 20 years you're going to be proven right. You know what I mean? Do you really get to pump? You really get to pump your chest? But I told you Tennessee wasn't going to win. Well, history will tell you that you're right. The Vols are going to suck. Man, poor Braves.
Just makes me feel warm inside. You know.
I know you're a Braves hater.
If their fans were so annoying on Twitter, then we wouldn't have this problem. That's all I hear after all these games. Chop, 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 chop,
every
chop, 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 chop,
chop, chop.
No.
Yeah, you just don't follow other fans.
Oh, I do. Not like that.
I guarantee you follow more Braves fans than any other baseball team.
Maybe.
I would say it's particularly not close either. I'd say you follow more Braves fans than all the other teams combined. And that's the way it is for me. Sure, I got some Yankees fans on there. Sure, I got some Nationals fans, some Cardinals fans, but it's Braves fans mostly. Huh. Same as the Vols. We're annoying. We also don't win anything.
Oh, very annoying.
Poor Jimmy Haslam. Poor guy. Favorite teams just got absolutely demolished this weekend. Think he's a Braves fan too or no?
Hope so.
Probably likes the Yankees.
Might be an Indians fan. They blew a 3-1 lead too.
Yeah, if there's anything from that pilot trucking scandal, I don't think he really likes the minorities. I don't think the Indians.
So he doesn't like the Braves.
Yeah. The Indians probably not his go-to team there. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing, promo code FANRUN, 15% off of your experience. Located in downtown Knoxville, or minutes from downtown Knoxville, on 5th Avenue. Go by, check them out. Use the promo code FANRUN to save some money, 15% off. KraftAxeThrowing.com. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Man, I'm ready for this show to get over. I can't quit yawning.
Carry on first.
My aunt's going to text me again. She texted me a month or so ago and said I can't quit yawning, and it doesn't look very professional. She's going to text me again. She's probably watching on Facebook. Sorry, Aunt Dorothy.
The New Yorker suspends somebody for doing this on Zoom. Now give it to me. They have suspended this guy named Jeffrey Toobin because he exposed his male parts on Zoom. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say on the radio. Oh,
pulled his penis out.
Yeah, he did. It was. He said, "I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I had muted the Zoom video.
What was he
yes,
doing?
Mute will fix it for sure.
What was he doing? Was he touching himself?
I have no idea.
Dangling there, like what was he doing?
This article does not get into details about like what was going on, but they have suspended that reporter because apparently he exposed himself during a Zoom call last week between members of the New Yorker and a radio station. He says he keeps saying he believed he was off camera, stuff like that.
I don't think it matters.
yeah, his email has been disabled and he has not tweeted since about 6 days ago or so, but He did appear on CNN recently on Saturday, but they said he has asked for some time off while dealing with personal issues.
What's the personal issue?
Just probably getting harassed. I have no idea. I have no idea. But yeah, this guy really messed up and dropped the ball on his Zoom call. I don't know what he was doing, but...
Dropped the balls?
Yeah, both of them. And something else. That will get you suspended. If you were ever wondering what can get you in trouble with your job on Zoom... There it is.
Well, I just like that they're like, yeah, I need some personal time off. You think?
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
Jeffrey Toobin, wilding out.
His name's Toobin?
Yeah, Toobin. T-O-O-B-I-N.
What a collapse yesterday for the Bengals, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal.
What are they doing? They're 21-0. Just win the game. What are you doing, Joe?
Not ideal.
What are you doing? All right, we got football history.
Okay. I like those.
It's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can you hear it again?
74-year-old Egyptian grandfather becomes world's oldest professional footballer.
What?
Soccer player.
But what?
Yeah, he wanted to play soccer.
And they let him do it professionally?
Yeah. Last year, he scored a goal. He scored a PK.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, PK. That makes sense. Yeah. Man, out there just balling on him? Huh.
He plays for the 6th October team, whatever the hell that is. He officially set a Guinness World Record.
You say he was 75, 74?
Just weeks shy of his 75th birthday.
Jeez Louise. Never give up, people. Apparently, you can still become a professional athlete.
I dream of being able to break my own record one more time to make the competition a little harder, he says.
They're going to cut him.
He'll make it back. He is currently out of contract. But
yeah, they're going to cut him, and he's not coming back.
He'll get a game next year.
I don't know.
They say it raises the profile of the club because they get national stories because of this. I mean, we're talking about
fair
it
enough.
Internationally, so it works for them just
okay.
to give him a one
that
game
that makes
thing.
Sense, yeah.
You get the Guinness World Record to show up. People show up to see it.
They have soccer 10-day contracts.
I guess. I guess so.
Okay, well, man. Shout out to him.
We get ready to get 8 hours, about 7 hours of football.
Oh, yeah, that's big time.
Overload. It kind of stinks. I think I might miss most of the first game. I got to go down to Athens for my nephew's birthday, so. We're eating 5 o'clock at the Cracker Barrel.
Ah, did you have some figurines?
Old timer special. No. No, he asked me to send him money on Cash App, and I tried, but his Cash App. Yeah. He wanted me to Cash App him $20.
Oh, man.
I tried. It didn't work.
At least he knows what he wants. I know he's determined.
My 11-year-old nephew said he needed a new case for his AirPods.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
What a flex.
Yeah.
What a
flex. Flex all over me. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.